right. Gotta make sure my shirt is all situated or else my mom will go crazy. No, no, never. All right, well. What? I said never. Oh, crazier. I see. Sorry, I didn't say it. That's okay. That doesn't count. Okay. Well, what's up, guys? It's me, that one guy. I'm doing another lesson, so that's cool. I was asked to say things to you guys and use Psalm 95 while doing it, so here I am. I'm going to read Psalm 95, but just a quick note before I do, I'm using the NLT or New Living Translation of the Bible, so it might not be the same as yours, but it's okay. It's all right. We'll get through it. Okay, here we go. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. He holds his hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land too. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. If only you would listen to his voice today. The Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did at Meribah, is that how you say that? And as they did at Massa in the wilderness, for there your ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw everything I did. For 40 years I was angry with them, and I said, they are a people whose hearts turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger, I took an oath. They will never enter my place of rest. It's weird saying that and not singing it. Anyways, this chapter is basically saying, if I paraphrase, let's sing to God and praise him because he's amazing. He created the ground you stand on. Let's thank him for what he's done because without him, we wouldn't exist. It's saying to listen to what he says and to do what's good for him and to not stray away because you see what happened to Israel when they did that. And I kind of like this message because it reminds us of who God is. The idea that God exists is crazy whenever you think about it. He literally spoke the universe to life. You know how everyone freaks out about how crazy the human body is, how complicated it is? They talk about all the cells in your body being created and dying and being created over and over again. All the times your body can heal itself and absorbs the stuff in the food we eat in the crazy way it does all that stuff. And God created the human body. He just talked and boom, there it is. I think a lot of people, including me, just kind of accept the fact that he's a real thing. And we just move on without thinking about how crazy God's power is. You've got to believe that if he can speak the universe into existence, that he can speak things into your life too. We forget that this guy who we get to talk to every day, the guy that says he will help us if we trust him, the guy who says that he will help us with our struggles is the same guy who created blue whales by just talking. The guy who has the power to bring people back from the dead wants to be friends with me. It's like the verse in the song we sing at Devos and stuff called Knock, Knock, Knock. The verse goes, a castle is a proper place for every king to be, but Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, chose to live in me. And he talks, And if he's talking about me, then that's not a small statement, I just got to say, because I don't know about you guys, but I'm not a perfect person, not by a long shot. And my guess is that you guys aren't either, because no one really is. I'm far from a castle. I'm like a barn with an outhouse outside with no running water, okay? I'm like a shack outside Cousin Billy's house in Oklahoma where it's like 100 degrees outside. I'm miles, miles from perfect. But God loves me anyways. God should have nothing to do with me. God should throw me in the trash can labeled failed experiments. But instead, he loves me like nothing else. why. Nobody really knows why, but what I do know is that I can't just do nothing in return. Nobody has or ever will do something more loving to me, so I gotta show him how much his love means to me. I gotta live differently. I gotta love people. I gotta show everyone how much God loves them, because what better way to show or to love God back than to do what he would want me to do? And what he wants me to do is to love him and love others. And everything I do for people, I do for God as well. So I gotta treat everyone, I gotta try to treat everyone the same way I would treat God. I gotta try to live the way God wants me to live. And notice that I said try. Because is it gonna be easy to live a life for God? No. Am I gonna mess up trying? Yeah. But what God wants from me is not for me to be perfect. He's not sitting there with a pen and paper writing down my mistakes like, come on, one of these days, or go a whole day without sinning. No. God does not expect you to do things for him. God doesn't expect you to live a life with him. God gives you the choice of whether you want him to live through you or not. That is why I say try. Try to be better. Try to love others. Because we will not succeed all day, every day in doing what God wants. We will not always love people the way we should, always be helpful, always not sin. We are going to mess up. But God didn't send his son to die on a cross because he thought we were going to be perfect. He sent his son because he knew we would sin. He knew we would mess up. He knew we would fail. So now that we know that, we know what's more important. What's more important is not sinning, but trying not to sin. That doesn't mean sinning is just okay, and I'm up here like, oh, who cares if I sin? No. Not sinning is important, but what really matters is if I'm actually actively trying not to and doing what's right. If you're striving to be better, and you're praying to God, you're loving others, and you're actually physically doing things for God, then you're doing what God wants you to do. Jesus washed your sins away. You're free. So don't focus on your sins, and don't focus on missed opportunities, because the more you dwell on the past, the more you miss of the future. When you sin, pray to God, repent, apologize, ask him to forgive you, and ask him to help you be better and to not sin as much. And then move on and use your mistakes as a reason to get better. Always try to be better at spreading the love of God in every situation. Every day in my life, I try to love people. Whether it's at the store while I'm buying stuff, I guess it's what I'd be doing at the store, or maybe at the gas station or something, just whatever you do normally in your day, I try to treat people with a noticeable amount of kindness. Like if somebody cuts me in line at the gas station, right before it's my turn after I've been waiting for like 10 minutes, rather than yell at them and be like, come on, dude, why do you have to be so rude and impatient? I would just not say anything. Oh no, I get to sit in my car for another 5 minutes. You know, who cares? Why do I care? I'm thankful that I even have money for gas or even have a car in the first place. As I said earlier, the more you live in God, the more God will live in you. And every day your faith will grow stronger. You'll feel better about yourself as a person. And at the end of the day, you'll be a shining light for God for the whole world to see. Don't live a life of this world. This world tells you that you have to live up to the status quo, that you have to have money or be smart to be somebody. Don't live that life, but live a life with God where all you have to do is love and you're flawless. It's like that song by Mercy Me. I don't know how many of you guys know that, but it says, no matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the pain, still the truth is the cross has made you flawless. Who cares how pretty you are, how good you are at sports, what kind of car you have, how straight your teeth are, or anything like that. That stuff doesn't matter. What matters is that the King of Kings lives in you, and you got to live a life that shows that, that embraces that. Who cares about your looks or your sins or your skills? God loves you just the way you are. And if you live for him, you never have to worry about what anyone else thinks of you ever again. If God loves you, then that's all you really need to know. I said this in a little talk whenever we were camping up at Ray's Peak or wherever it was. But what I said was that you should only worry about what God thinks of you. Because if you get to thinking about what people say about you, it can keep you up at night. Has that ever happened to you? Because it's happened to me, where someone said something mean to me, and it just played over and over and over again in my head. I thought I was awful, thought that no one liked me, that the world would be a better place without me, to be honest. I used to think, you know, believe it or not, that stuff all the time. And I used to think about what people thought of me. I used to think that I had to show everybody how awesome I was, and I would never do anything that might embarrass me, because I thought that the opinion of humans was important. But now I see that, well, it depends, constructive criticism. I didn't think about this when I was writing it. But now I see that that's not true at all. Since then, I've changed my mind. I let the King of Kings be the one who decides if I'm stupid or ugly or whatever. And you know what he says about me? He says that I'm perfect just the way I am. No matter what I look like or what I sound like or whatever, I'm flawless. I used to be afraid to come up here, lead songs, and do lessons and stuff like that, because I thought that if I messed up, you know, people would think that I was stupid if I messed up. But now, I can get up on the stage and sing songs and do lessons like that, because even if everyone in the audience told me that I was a complete idiot and I should never sing songs again or do any more lessons because I was a terrible person, imagine that, would I listen? No, I wouldn't listen, because God doesn't think that about me. God thinks that what I'm doing is great even if I mess up, because who cares if I mess up? And all I did to achieve this was to let God, who created the earth, the God who is so powerful that he can raise the dead, be my foundation. I let God be the one who judges me. I let God be what I think of and what I talk about and what I spread to people every day, because God chose to love me when I deserved death. So every day I choose to live in God because he chose to live in me. I choose to live for the God who loves me no matter what happens, because he changed my life forever, and now nothing can destroy what I have with him. That's all I got. All right, please stand as we sing.
Well, let's sing 560 then.
Oh, is it on there? No.
I already did that one. We'll sing 560. See, I just proved Ben's point. I'm technological.